this Shabbos, one of the many things that we have, it's Tu B'Shvat. One of the many things is it's Shabbos Shira, which they use a minig, an old minig, to put out bread for the birds. Why? Why to put out bread for the birds? A minig because to remember, when we went this week is the Shira, which means we went through the Yam Sof, we said Shira. So it's brought that when we went through the Yam, the birds in the Shamayim also said Shira. So to remember that, Hakar Satoiv, to remember, we put out bread for the birds. I'm going to be discussing today two things, lahalacha, about putting out bread for the birds. One is lagabi putting it out on Shabbos, and one is bechlal putting out food for animals. Putting out bread on for the birds, the minig used to be, this minig brought in the Magen Avraham, used to be to put it out on Shabbos. That was the minig. It could be some still noig like that. To put out the bread on Shabbos, which tomorrow we're going to read the Shira. So to remember the Shira, we put out bread, Zeicha, for the Shira. The halacha is, it's brought in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Chav Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch brings these an Isser to feed animals on Shabbos, not your own, but animals outside. You live in Muncie, and you like the deers to come to your backyard. You're not allowed to put out food, feed the animals. Your own animals you're allowed to. Let's say if you have birds at home. You have a fish tank, you allowed to feed them. You allowed to feed your own animals. Even your own animals, if they're not dependent on your food, which means they could take care of themselves and get food in the yard without you giving, then you're not allowed. Your own food, your own animals, let's say you have a birds, you're allowed to. Not only you're allowed to, you mechuyif to feed them. And not only you mechuyif to feed them, you have to give them first. The halach is in Birchas HaPeiros, if somebody made an amoitzi and he spoke at it and he said, did we give our birds to eat? The halach is that you're allowed to, it's not a hefsek, it's not a hefsek and amoitzi, because it's part of the tzarech achila, because you're not allowed to eat before you feed your birds. So mamela, you mechuyif. Why you're not allowed to feed animals that are not yours? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lashana Mishnah Berurah, Bekamakam Emezoyne Seim Olav, when the you're not mechuyif to feed them, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, V'tircha Shaloy Letzorechi. It's a tircha Shaloy Letzorech. It's work feeding the animals. So if it's your animals, they're dependent on you, so then you mechuyif to give them. But if it's not your animals, you're not allowed to give on Shabbos, you're not allowed to give them to eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, he brings the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Yesh Noyegim to give, Yesh Noyegim Litin Chitim Lefnei Oifes B'Shabbos Shira. Some have the minig to give kernels of wheat to birds on Shabbos Shira, which would mean tomorrow. But says the Magen Avraham, Ve'enoy Nochein, it's not the right thing, it's incorrect to feed birds on Shabbos. Shari Eimizoynoysen Alecha. You're not allowed to feed them because you're not Mechuyif to feed them. If it's your own birds, that's okay. Which would mean this issue that the Magen Avraham has about feeding birds Shabbos Shira is if it's not your birds. If somebody has a cage of birds in his house, that's not a problem. But to go on to feed birds outside, Einoy Nachin, it's not right. Like we saw the issue because it's a tircha. The Siddur Yaivitz brings, I'll read you the Lashon, Masha Noyegim Litin Chitin Lefnei Oifis. This, there are people that are noyig to give bread, kernels of chitin lefnei ha'ifas in front of the birds. Shtosu v'aser. You're not allowed. So therefore, our kids are going to come home to put out for Shabbos Shira, make something and put out for the birds. So many who have the minig, you put it out Friday to take care of the issue. The minig used to be to put it out on Shabbos because tomorrow is Shabbos Shira. So mainly we put it out Friday to take care of it. What'd you say? What's the tzad to be matzik the minig? What's the tzad to be matzik the minig, which many, at least, were noyik to put it out tomorrow, to put out the bread? So there's many different study heter. The first is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this Magen Avraham, and he brings that the Magen Avraham says, Ve'enoy nachen. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, minig Yisrael Torah, why? Sharei enonu torchem, we're not being tareach to feed the birds. That's not the reason why we're doing it. We're doing it for ourselves. Why? What's for ourselves? Because we're doing it to remember the Shira makes us happy. That's why we're doing it. Hakara satay for the birds. So we're doing it for ourselves. So this, that you're not allowed to feed animals on Shabbos because it's a tircha, that's to be tareach for someone else, for something else, for the animals. But if you have benefits from it, you have an enjoyment from it, then it's mutter. So therefore, Zakta Archa Shulchan, it would be mutter to put out breadcrumbs, kernels of wheat on Shabbos Shira, because when are you not allowed to feed animals? When you're doing it for animals, if you're doing it for yourself, it's mutter. That's one makom to explain the meaning of putting it out on Shabbos. Another tzad heter is brought in the Makar Chaim, which is the Chavis Yar. He says that the only iser is only, the only time it's aser is only if you put it out in front of the animals, which would mean if somebody has deers in his backyard and he goes out and he puts down the food in front of them, that's when it's aser. Of course, the reason is tircha, and tircha is even if there's no animals, but they only asered when we see the tircha, which means you go to your backyard, you have deers, it's so beautiful, you want to go and feed them, that's when it's aser. But if you put out the food, stamaza, you put it outside, and then animals come to eat it, that's going to be mutter. That's heter number two. If you don't put it out while the birds are there, you just put it out outside on your porch, and then later birds come, if you'll have birds come in the winter. But if birds come, but that's only later, that's going to be mutter. Another teretz is brought in the Tosfos Shabbos, and he says it's because it blibes a mitzvah. Since we do it al tzminug, it's like we're doing a mitzvah. He says, min adoyme to what the El Yerava says, Simchas Torah, there used to be a minig that they used to throw fruits all over, and the kids used to come with baskets and take the fruits. Now it's not fruits, it's candy, but they used to come with baskets and collect the fruits and put it in the basket. So the El Yerava takes issue. How are they able to do it? It's really, it should be a Issa de Rabbanon of Ma'amir, of collecting the fruits into a basket. It should be Uvde de Choyl. So how are you allowed to do it? So the El Yerava says, he says, Simcha or Mitzvah, a little bit like the Archa Shulchan, but he says that you're allowed to do it. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because we're not doing it for gathering it. It's more, it's a fun thing. And Memela says the Tosfos Shabbos over here, the reason why we're putting out the kernels outside is for mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Akaras HaToiv, or the mitzvah is the minig. We do it to remember the Shira. And Bidoima, just like we mentioned before, there's also a simcha. We're happy to do it. It reminds us of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsef. So therefore, it's mutter. Another tzad heter is in Nimuki Orechayim is brought. The reason why you're allowed it was just like the halacha is right here in Hilchas Shabbos. A dog, you're allowed a gift to eat even if it's not your dog. And why is that? Because the whole iser that it's a tircha and your animal you're not allowed to. Why your animal not allowed to? Because mezaynei secha, mezaynei seim, their food is on you. Other animals, they could take care for them. They could take care of themselves. Like the lashon is, they could go into the woods and they could go get food. So therefore, don't be matriach. A dog, their food is very limited. Their food, and it's very hard for them to find food. Therefore, you're allowed to feed a dog on Shabbos. It's brought la halacha. Clearly, you're allowed to feed a dog on Shabbos, even if it's not your dog. Memela, the same thing is going to be about feeding the birds, since in the winter it's hard for them to find food. It's much harder. It's not shchiach their food. Therefore, you're allowed to feed. So it's not only a heter for this Shabbat, it's a heter during the winter, which their food is not, you can't find their food so much. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to feed them. It's going to be mutter to feed them. He says, you can be saimach on his grandfather, the Minchas Eloz's grandfather, the Levush, that says that you're allowed to give all oifis, all birds, the whole winter, you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Because birds have a very hard time during the winter. I mean, they move away from the cold weather. But if they're here, they have a much harder time finding food. And therefore, it's mutter to feed birds, even if it's not your birds. And therefore, Shabbos Shira, it's mutter to give them, to feed them, to put out the kernels. Another two study heters brought in the Eshel Avram. He says, first of all, this is not on over here in Hilchas Shabbos. He says on Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, he says that this Isser, which is the Isser Rabbanon, Nira, that al yidei katan you're allowed to do it. A katan is allowed to. Not that any Isser Rabbanon, a katan is allowed to, but this Tircha, a katan is allowed to do it. And Mamela, if somebody, again, if kids came home with the projects of, and you forgot, it was a busy Friday afternoon, and you forgot to put it out, this would be a heter, they should put it out. which they'll be more than happy to put it out. That's their project that they made, but that's another heter that a katan is allowed to put it out. A katan's allowed to do it. Another tzad heter is that if you put it out, regularly, not even regularly, but if you put it out in a place that you're really throwing it out, so it's not nicker that you're doing it to feed the birds, it's mutter. Like Yitzi mentioned to me before, he does it on a regular basis every week. His old challah he throws out, he puts out. So since he puts it out and you put it in a regular place, wherever you put it every week, it's going to be mutter to do. Because right, you're not doing it to feed the animals. It's like really getting rid of it. And it happens to be the animals are coming. That would be a tzad heter. Yeah, we're going to get, that's very good. That's what I started. That's going to be part two, handling, even not on Shabbos, even doing it today. But we'll just finish up in a minute. The Chazon Ish says, and this is the final heter, final tzad heter to feed, give out the food, even tomorrow, even on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish brings a Ran. The Ran says, a tzad heter, why you're allowed to feed. The Ran says a chiddush that this whole iser that you're not allowed to feed animals on Shabbos is only if what you're giving to them they could find on their own, which means you're giving them, let's say, kernels, and those kernels they could find elsewhere that you're not allowed to feed. But let's say if they could only go in the woods and they find grass, and you're going to give them something better, something that they can find, that you're allowed to feed even on Shabbos, even though we saw the reason is tircha. But if you're giving them, it's just because they could find the food anyways. But if you're giving them something that they can find, it's mutter to give on Shabbos. That's the Shita Saran. The Poskim say that this Ran is not lahalacha because the Rif and the Rambam don't bring this Ran to differentiate and make a chiluk in what type of food you want to serve the animals if it's mutter on Shabbos. However, the Chazon Ish says, lahalacha, I hold that it's mutter. That you're allowed to give birds. He's not talking about Shabbos Shir. We're talking about any week of the year. You're allowed to feed birds something or any animal something that they're not going to find out in the woods. Why doesn't the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring it? So he says the Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam that say the reason why you're not allowed is because they could find the food in the woods. So obviously if they can find that food, then it's going to be mutter to give. So Meila Lahalocha says the Chazon Ish, Nira clearly, asaymech al divrei Ran lo hifsid. That's the Lashon HaChazon Ish. Asaymech al divrei Ran lo hifsid, which means one could feed his birds or any animals food that he's not going to be able to find elsewhere. That's going to be mutter. So memela, the birds that fly around, it's true they could find different food, but the bread or the challah and food that you put out, that's food that they're not going to be able to find elsewhere, memela, it's mutter to put out, even Shabbos. So Atkan, we saw many different study heter, why one is allowed to feed, even on Shabbos, his birds, Shabbos Shira. Some of the reasons are a reason exclusively dafka for this Shabbos, and some reasons to be matter any Shabbos of the year, you're allowed to put out food. Before going into what Rabbi Shia asked about every single day, even in the middle of the week, I want to just bring another two reasons why the minig is to feed the birds on Shabbos Shira, whether tomorrow or today. One we saw already, the Aruch HaShulchan brought in other Paiskim as well, that you give food to the birds, so we remember the Shira that the birds said B'Shas, they went through the Yam Suf. We went through the Yam Suf. Another reason is brought because of the Mon. Very good, the Mon. It's Mavur that Dasam Avir, Rashi brings it, the Medrash, that's the Lashon HaPasek. Friday night, Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we should Friday take double Lechem Mishnah. That's why we have Lechem Mishnah to remember that. And Dasav Aviram wanted to go against it, and they went out and they took all the leftover man and they spread it all around, and hoping that in the morning, even if it's not going to be enough for all of Klal Yisrael, but they'll prove Moshe Rabbeinu wrong that there wasn't. He said man is not going to fall. You see, man fell. It happens to be maybe it's a little less, but once you prove a little bit wrong, you already got your point across. So they spread mon all over Friday night. And a nes, when Hashemayim came, the birds came and ate up all the mon. There was no mon whatsoever. So a zecher for that, we put out bread Shabbos morning to remember what the birds did and ate up the man, this nest, to prove that, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, that there's going to be no man falling Shabbos. A third reason brought in the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe says, a third reason why we put out bread on Shabbos Shira, and he says like this, there's a difference between when a cow eats, so a cow works for his boss, so he thinks the reason why he's getting food is because he worked for his boss, and Mamela is his boss is giving him food to eat. A bird doesn't think like that. A bird is a free rider and goes all around and finds food and gets food. So for us to remember, which is also a musig of the mon, that we just got the mon, not because we worked and we earned money and therefore we get it. It's just to remember that the Eibushter gives us our parnasa. So to remember that, we put out food for the birds to show, just like the birds eat. And the reason they eat, it's not because they worked and therefore they earned their food. The reason why they're eating is because Hashem gives them food. So we should all remember that when we eat and we have parnasa and we make money, it's not because we worked, so therefore we earned our money. It's because the Eibushter, Pesach HaSidecha, the Eibushter is mefarnes everybody. That's a third reason why we put out food, Shabbos Shira, Zecher of the Mon, which the Mon is that idea that a person gets food, Min HaShemayim, not because he worked for it. Now to go into this topic, the halacha is, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Tainus, Taf Chaf Amid Beis. The Gemara says, E machilin oisin la behema. You're not allowed to food, you're not allowed to give food to an animal. Kasavar, right here. Kasavar, Michael Adam, E machilin la behema. You're not allowed to give food, this is very important. If you have regular good food that's edible to a person, you're not allowed to give that food to a behema. Lush, it's a Gemara daf Chaf Amud Beis and Tainus. Rashi explains why you're not allowed to give. I would think maybe you're not allowed to give. It's Baal Tashchis. Rashi says the reason why you're not allowed to give food to a behema, says Rashi, is because it's nira that you're being boyet in the type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave you food to eat, and you go and you give it to animals. You're not appreciating what the food that Hashem gave to you. Lashon Rashi, Mishum bizu oichlen u'mechsi keboyit betoiva she'eshpia kadosh baruch hu ba'olam. That's why you're not allowed to give food, your food, you're not allowed to give to animals. That's Rashi. And it's brought in the Magen Avraham. Interesting enough, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this la'alacha, but the Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Suda, the Magen Avraham brings, it's brought, Simon Kufay and Alf, the Magen Avraham says, Betayinus Tav Chaf, Pirush Rashi, brings this Gemara and this Rashi that it's aser to give food to a behemoth, to an animal, regular good food. So the question is, how are we noyik to put out bread, challah, to the birds, Shabbos Shira, L'chairdi's in the Magen Avraham that says that you're not allowed to feed good food to an animal. It's busy. It's you boy it with Hayvasah Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one answer is brought in the Paradis Yosef from the Imri Emes, which is he teaches the few psukim, which is an answer which most of us technically rely on, that the iser is only a iser when it's food that's edible for a person. But let's say you would anyways throw it out, the leftover bread, which anyways would be thrown out, so instead of throwing it out, you're feeding the birds, that's gavaldik, that's excellent. He teaches that's a pasuk, v'yisrin teichel chayis asada, you give it afterwards, the leftover food that's not edible, and he also brings a different pasuk, which you give later to the behemoth. The question is, what do you mean you give it later? You're supposed to give your behemoth first. So he says, of course you give your behemoth first, but food, your food, you're not allowed to give to your behemoth because it's busy oichlam, and therefore you're allowed to. So that would come out that if somebody's putting out today, if you want to accomplish this, somebody's putting out bread, don't take fresh challah, fresh bread that you would anyways eat because it's busy oichlam. Take something that's leftover bread you're anyways discarding, you're throwing out, that would be mutter to do. However, mi'idach, most of the poskim say that this shita, this Magen Avraham is not lahalacha. The Yaivitz brings that it's not lahalacha. I'll just read to you the Lashon HaYaivitz. It's brought in the Agoyis V'Chidushim only in the Vakshal Gemara. but I have it over here. The Lashon, he brings a raya for the Mishnah and Maestris. V'nira, the less hilchas akavaseh, not like the Magen Avraham, that one is a lot of feed, even regular good food to animals, that's mutter. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah and Maestris. The Mishnah speaks about when a person starts, when it begins the chiv of Maestris, when it's considered that a person starts eating from it. At the end, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Dal, at the end, the Mishnah says, V'charuvim atchalei konsam l'roi shagag moirid mehem l'behema, which means it wasn't roya p'nei abayis, you didn't bring it inside your house. Says the Mishnah, moirid mehem l'behema, you're allowed to give your behema, because it's not potter, m'pnei shu machzer samoyser. If you bring down to give your animal, it's considered that you're not done yet, you're going to bring back the rest. So says the Yaivitz, that you see clearly that one is a lot of feed, regular good food that you would eat before Maestris, you would eat it. It's just before Maestris, you would eat it. And you're allowed to go on feed it for behemoth. So you see, says the Yaivitz, la halacha, not like the Magen Avraham, one is a lot of feed food, even though it's edible food for a person, you're allowed to feed it for behemoth. But maybe what come out that one is a lot of put out today, bread for the birds, even regular good bread, because we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. The Eliyahu Rabba also, the same thing says that it's not lahalach. He brings the Magen Avraham. V'anim estapik, kivin de ka'amar kasavar. The Gemara says kasavar. I think it's Rabba kasavar. Rabba holds that you're not allowed to. So he says it's mashma kasavar, that it's only Rabba that holds like that, but we don't pass like that lahalacha. Lahalacha, one is allowed to, it's mutter, one is allowed to put out even edible food. And the Chassam Sofer as well brings that la'alacha. The Chassam Sofer in Be'er, the first parak of Be'er that we learned recently, he says that it's mutter v'chein amba devar. That's the halacha, that it's mutter. So to sum up, we had 3 points. We had 1 point is putting out the food on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says one should not do it because you're not allowed to feed animals that are not yours on Shabbos. We saw many study hatter. But afal pi kein, most are noyik to put it out today. If you forget, these many heterim, yes, to put it out tomorrow. Then we saw these a few reasons why the minig is either zecher, either because of the shira, the mon, or for us to remember the mon. And then we said that maybe there's an issue even to put out the bird, to put out food for the birds, even today, if it's good food. So there's a tzad heter to put it out if it's not good food. But we saw la halacha, we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. And even if it's good food, it's mutter to put it out, the food for Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.